Is it right you do a whole podcast about keeping up appearances?
Yes.
Wow. All about keeping up appearances.
It's niche.
Yeah, listen, people love niche.
People love niche and people love keeping up appearances.
There you go.
Right. Say it again, Hannah.
I said the hooch doesn't have a nut head like Sean.
Get in.
How was your run, Bob?
Really, really enjoyed it, yeah. Supposed to be peeing it down for part of it, but the weather was absolutely fine. Yeah,
did you do the half or the 10, Bob?
The half.
Unbelievable Bob. Time, that.
Bob wouldn't get out of bed for the 10K.
I know, wouldn't you?
I would. Yeah, made up with it, really, really enjoyed it.
You beat Adam Rowe as well?
Yeah, by about 20 minutes.
Yeah, smoked him.
Yeah. So he's the real winner. He sold out the Echo Arena, but...
Yeah. Well, I call it 1-1.
I'd say 2-1.
They've got the biggest podcast in the country, but...
He'd swap it all for Bob's time.
Exactly.
Did my best to have 21 pints of Guinness yesterday, but that fell just short.
Why? Is that a thing?
It's a number of kilometres and a half. Got to double figures, but not a 20.
I mean, that's just insane. What? I think I've had one sip of Guinness ever.
Ah, oh, it's the best.
It's not the best. It's not the best.
It is.
It definitely isn't the best.
I drank it before. It was cool as well.
Yeah. I did. Until I seen you have one.
Might make a social media account. Be a Guinness influencer.
Adam Rowe does that as well.
He started drinking it after it was cool.
Yeah, he did. No.
Oh. Right. Can you give me?
Yep.
You got me? Cool.
Can indeed.
Very nice. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, you?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, not bad. Looking forward to dinner. Oh. Starving.
Oh, sorry.
Nah, it's all good. I need to wait anyway.
You want a limit? Like, how long have you got?
Now I've got an hour. It's fine. Yeah, we've got an hour. I'm all good. Yeah.
Right, well, we'll get...
I just love me food. I'm just... It's food and football. That's my life.
That's a good life, to be fair.
Yeah, not bad.
It might be a silly question, but is it Luke? Is that what
Luke Pingu, whatever you want.
I don't think I know you well enough to call you Pingu.
Nah, you can. Random people in the street call me Pingu, so.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Welcome back to another episode of Keeping Up Appearances. We are privileged today to be joined by the king of YouTube football quizzes, Luke Pingu. Thanks for coming on, Luke.
That's all good. Thought you wanted to bring me on the series, so thought I'd come on.
Yeah, I feel like our quizzes have never had more scrutiny on them than today, though.
We'll see.
Hopefully they deliver.
Mm-hmm.
So we start off with our first game, which is called Any Given Saturday. And in this game, we pick a random weekend from Premier League past, pick two games, and our job is to guess the goal scorers. So Tosh is going to tell us what our first game is.
Right then, so my first time doing it, so have to bear with me. So I've gone a bit route one and gone for around the time of this weekend. So I'm gone for fixtures that were Saturday the 19th of March, 2011. And the first game was West Brom 2, Arsenal 2. So some yes, no questions usually, isn't it, Sean? We'd usually do.
Right. Be a good yes or no question for that.
Bob's usually our expert, isn't he?
Was there any English scorers in that game?
There was not. Oh no.
Question mark one.
I was getting my other game mixed up. Yeah, no, I don't think so. Let me just
was one of the West Brom scorers from Northern Ireland.
Is it not West Ham? I heard West Ham.
No, it was West Brom. Sorry.
All right. Sorry. Sorry. I've not noted. Sorry. I was going to guess some West. I was going to go Mark Noble or something. Glad we got that out of the way.
No, he wasn't from the north of Ireland, but you're pretty close, Bob, to give you a bit of a clue. Ooh. I think he's the hardest one to get.
So is he from Ireland?
He represented Ireland. He wasn't born in Ireland.
Hmm.
I think he's the toughest, so...
Is he a striker, Tosh?
No.
Is there a Dutchman?
There was a Dutchman.
Is it Robin van Persie?
You are correct.
There we go. There's one of the... Are they both Arsenal or just one?
Just one of them. Four just separate one. Scorers here, I should have said. Cool.
West Brom. I can't think of any Irish players to play for West Brom.
I've got one, but I'm sure he wasn't at West Brom at that time. Might be a long shot.
Go on, give it a go.
Shane Long. Shane Long is the player.
It is not.
No. To be honest, he's quite Irish. I expect him to be born yeah. in Ireland. Was he born in Ireland? Yeah, he was. Yeah.
That player, I'll say, I don't really know him for playing for West Brom, although he did play for them a long time. A fair amount of appearances. I knew him from somewhere else, mostly.
Was that other team Reading?
It was not.
No.
You're not still thinking of Shane Long, are you?
No, I'm thinking Simon Cox now. Simon Cox is the one.
He
did a bit, I think, at West Brom.
Can you give us a steer, Tosh, on where in the country the other club was?
Northwest. And I'll give you an even bigger clue. He scored an absolute screamer away at another club in the Northwest. If that's a good clue.
Do you know what?
This is horrible, this.
Do we start?
Go through the Arsenal team first. It's probably
Let's get some others.
any Frenchman for Arsenal to score?
No, so we've got one more Arsenal score and he wasn't French.
Not French, not English. Are they German? From an African nation?
No, they're not. Not German either, Sean. No.
Okay.
Might end up just doing one game here.
We struggled in 2011.
What nationalities have we ruled out?
German and anyone from Africa. And English. And English, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and English.
And French.
I was going to go for 3-0 there.
Not many left.
Is there a Spaniard?
No.
No.
Brazilian?
No.
Go through all the nations in the world.
Is the Arsenal player a midfielder, Tosh?
Yeah, an attacking midfielder / winger, I'd say.
Is he from the Czech Republic? Or is that too... No, is that a different time?
No, probably around that right time, but no, he wasn't.
What about Belarus? Is he from Belarus?
No, but I'd say you're getting a bit closer.
It's not Chleb then. So many of them, like post 2006 Arsenal team, is so dodgy with Wenger. It's just like bits and bobs thrown together.
A bit closer with Belarus.
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, geography is not my strong point, but I'm trying to think of a clue that does. I've got a big clue that gives it right away.
Did he play for any other Premier League teams?
No.
Did he go to Barcelona?
No.
That's not for Marlon then.
These are got lots of Arsenal players here. Should have picked a different game with them. One of them Arsenal players did score, really. Come on, Bob.
Let my side down here. Arsenal attacker midfielder from vaguely Belarus.
Well, yeah, not vaguely Belarus.
Ish.
That one.
Ish.
Oh, is he? Oh no, is he Swiss? No,
no.
Be well too early anyway, won't we?
That's also coming back away from Eastern Europe, isn't it?
I have no idea.
Oh, he's not from Croatia, is he?
No,
not Eduardo.
These are all great shouts, though.
Yeah.
He got me first clue would be. He was a star at a European Championship before he joined Arsenal.
It's Andre Arshavin.
Ah, it's too big a clue.
I mean, you're not bad with the balance.
That one out.
Yeah.
You, I mean, should have mentioned, you should have mentioned him tearing Everton apart in the UEFA Cup.
Well, I knew that I'd give it away to you, though, Bob.
Mm. Yeah.
Maybe go, so, like, clue of he signed for the club, then went back to the same club. Because he went, like, Zenit, Arsenal, Zenit.
Is it too late to do that, or...?
little bit, yeah. Just for future, you know.
I don't think I'll be asked to do it again.
No.
No, got the impossible West Brom one.
Is he a coach now? Not a manager, is he a coach?
It's a good shout if that's right.
Oh, did he play for Blackburn? Is that the other team you're thinking of?
He is, yeah.
Is it Stephen Reid?
It is, yeah.
Oh, great shout.
Remember that goal I was talking about away at Wigan, though?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No.
So we need another West Brom scorer.
Yeah, I think this one's an easier one to get now.
Easier West Brom.
A striker?
Yes. 2011.
Is he English?
No.
Did he represent an African nation?
He did.
Did he make a very famous drive one transfer window deadline day?
He did.
Ah.
Is it Peter Odden Wingy?
It is.
There you go.
What were his songs like?
Has he got a music career?
Yeah, he wasn't. He didn't one of you send a message saying he was doing an Instagram live singing songs. It was quite bizarre.
What?
How many scorers have you got for the next game, Tosh?
Or if we want them. Is that too many?
I think carry on. We didn't get a chance to do the usual guess of Paul Sharner, though, which is a shame.
You can do that next one, Bob.
West Brom as well. Let's see.
That's what I just thought of.
You really were off your game today, Bob. Disappointing.
Sorry.
Right. Same day then, 19th of March, 2011. We're going to, I don't know if it would have been the Britannia Stadium at that time. And we're going to say Stoke 4, Newcastle 0. Four separate scorers.
Oh. Does Callum want one of the goal scorers' boots?
He does.
Is it John Walters?
Yeah. See, look at that. Straight in with these ones. Stoke was where we needed to be.
Is there a Caribbean scorer?
Ooh. I think so.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which one would I... Let's go Ricardo Fuller.
Correct.
There we go.
Two for two. Next two are probably a bit harder. One of them a bit easy. The other one of them is quite difficult. So I'm going to make sure I'm on their Wikipedia pages.
Is one of the goal scorers hated by Arsenal fans?
Not in the way you think. But yeah, I don't know whether he's hated. That's a bit of a clue.
It's not Ryan Shawcross.
No, and it's not Ryan Shawcross.
You don't know whether he's hated?
No.
Probably because Arsenal fans just hate anything at this point. Was there somebody who scored good long throw-ins?
No, well, it wasn't. It wasn't the long throw-in man. Yeah. No, I don't know the size of his throw-ins. To be fair,
he might have been at Burton at that point. To be honest, I don't remember if he left.
Are the any of them European, Tosh?
No, the last two are English.
We're not in Europe anymore.
I tell them one of them didn't represent England internationally.
Including John Walters.
Yeah, no, we're taking him out of the equation now, Bobby's done.
Ooh.
Both born in England.
Did one of them play for Liverpool?
Yes.
Is it Jermaine Pennant?
It is indeed.
Oh,
very good. Tell you what, we've got Bob. Someone to compete with you here, Bob.
I know. Yeah, I've given up.
So is that the easier one you think?
That's the easier one. Yeah, definitely. Oh.
So the tricky one's not played for England.
No, born in England. Though.
Did we get a position?
A defender.
Andy Griffin, is it? I'm going to shoot him. I've been doing a Derby 07-08 football manager just save, so I'm just in that era in my head. Great stuff.
I don't know what... I'm trying to do a Tosh-style question here. Is part of a surname something you could also say to describe your derriere?
Correct.
Is it Danny Higginbotham?
It is, yeah. When have you described someone as having a Higginbottom?
Part of a surname, so it's Bottom.
Sorry. Yeah.
Could have also asked him, was he part of two different world snooker champions as well, Higgins? So I don't know which way you were going there, Bob. Well played, Tosh. Yeah, so...
Better than Cowles.
Yeah, I'd say that's a win for us there. First game, so. a lot more tricky than the second one, but yeah, thanks for that, Tosh. So, shall we crack on with our Maroon 5?
I've forgotten who I'm going for, so I need to get my notes up.
That's always good. Brilliant start, Bob. Thank you. So, well, as always, we'll review last week's Maroon 5. So last week, in theme for St. Patrick's Day, we looked at our favourite Irish footballers. And quite a close poll, Sean's... how would you describe your...
A love letter.
A love letter to Kevin Kilbane. Got a retweet from the big man as well. Thanks for that, Kevin, if you're listening. We still couldn't beat Paul McGrath, who still went to victory with 41% of the votes, but quite close. I don't think Kilbane would have been that close without your effort, Sean. He should be giving you a pat on the back. So,
yeah.
Well done.
Who do you reckon actually voted for Wes Houlihan? Because I didn't, and he was my suggestion.
Potentially Wes Houlihan.
Yeah. Was Declan Rice in there? Or did you not? No. Did you not want to be there?
We don't like him.
We're not allowed to mention him with Bobby.
Oh, we're not?
No.
No.
So yeah.
Golf shite.
Paul McGrath then off to the island to join Yaya Toure, Sol Campbell, Van Basten, Mike Bassett, and Jason Kumas. So this week, in honour of our esteemed guests, we're going to have a look at a very sort of, I don't know how to describe this one, but we're looking at lower league footballers who never quite cut it at the Premier League level. So we haven't said that they made zero appearances, just didn't quite deliver when it came to the Premier League. Bob, do you want to go first? Have you remembered who you're going for?
I've got four. I've settled on one now.
Go on then, Bob. Sean started last week.
Yeah, he came up in conversation a couple of weeks ago because he scored an absolute worldie for Leeds, and there is a Derby link for who I'm going for. It's probably a little bit harsh because you did have one good season for Leeds, but otherwise, the best stuff he's done has been in the Championship, and he has had multiple failed loans in the Premier League. I'm going to go for Patrick Bamford, who has had a very respectable career and had that one good season in the Premier League with Leeds. Young player at Notts Forest, I believe, that went to Chelsea very young, then had multiple loans. I think he was on loan at Palace and Norwich in the Premier League and certainly didn't set the world alight. Had a really good spell at Leeds. But I think Leeds would probably blame him almost single-handedly for going down, in a similar way to me moaning about DCL being injured constantly last season when he needed the most. Just based on his stats, really, all his best seasons have been in the Championship, had one good season in the Premier League, and is now scoring worldies again back in the Championship, even though Sean disagrees.
That worldie was in the Cup, wasn't it? I'm pretty sure.
It was.
While he's a Championship player,
yeah. That's why it's even more overrated. It was against a lower team.
Thanks, Art. The thing about Bamford, that he got that 17-goal season, so like he has kind of made it in a way. Not to completely derail your argument immediately, but
I was questioning myself as soon as I started saying it, really, but mainly went for it because he came up in conversation a couple of weeks ago when he scored that goal played for Derby, played for Notts Forest.
Mm. I suppose his career is still ongoing as well. That's the problem with yours. He could be back in the Premier League next year, couldn't he? So
and he might be shit again.
I reckon that's highly likely. How's he doing this season? Is he
7 goals and 26 appearances?
It's not great. Who's getting all the goals for Leeds then? Is it Gnotto or
Gnotto?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's not been playing that much as well, has he? He's not been playing that much. They had somebody signed for a lot of money who didn't play much that last year. I can't remember his name. They signed him, I think, when they a lot, but
I feel like that goal in the cup though has done Bamford the world of good. Like I think
he's just come back into people's attention, hasn't he? Really,
he's back on like social media and stuff, like getting interviews and stuff, just because of that one goal. I feel like it gives him a little bit of breathing room.
Yeah, I think he's a good player.
I'm not saying he's a bad player. I just think he's more suited to the championship.
Again, he missed it, didn't he? Did he miss a penalty very late on, and he missed like a couple of sitters, didn't he? I think towards the end of the season, which you alluded to, Bob, which I think never helps. So yeah, fair play. I think he's one of them. Yeah, still got a lot to prove in the Premier League, at the very least.
It is Luke. You might be able to answer this. If players play for Derby and Forest, is that obviously that's a big no-no? But with the likes of Bamford, does that count against them at all, or is he just a bit of a nothing player?
He didn't really do much for Forest. Yeah. So I can't really. It's academy. We've got a recent one as well, like Tyrese Fauna. Again, didn't really play for Forest, but he's come to Derby now and done all right. But Bamford was. We played him out wide when we had him. He was like playing like right wing most of the time. So he's moved more into the middle when he's gone into like the Premier League. And then, I don't know. The thing is with Bielsa, it gave him like so many chances and he just wouldn't. Like, I think it was an average of every 100 shots Bamford had, he would score. Something like that, anyway. It was a crazy stat. But
You should have used that stat, Bob.
I didn't do enough research, really.
It might be like 90, but still to be 90 shots every goal, that's not great.
I think I've got similar stats myself.
Right, fair play. Then swiftly on, nice suggestion.
Can I do me honourable mentions? Because I don't think anyone's gone for them.
Oh, go on then.
I was also thinking of Tom Ince, Ben Ikhafobe and Andy Carroll, surprisingly, for a similar reason as Patrick Bamford.
I'd say Carroll had a decent Premier League career. At least
I disagree with Carroll.
I'm going on stats off Wikipedia.
I don't know. I think
Tom Ince is very good for West Ham. Yeah.
They probably should have gone for Tom Ince, really.
Yeah, Tom Ince.
Did he play for Derby?
He did, yeah. That's where he basically played the best. He did like three seasons with 12-plus goals.
Yeah, he's someone who's had an amazing career, really, considering
but like his,
how nomadic it's been.
His Premier League journey was with Huddersfield, mainly. And I think that
was at Blackpool for a bit as well.
Was that Championship era though.
Was that Championship era?
Yeah, that play.
Right then, Bamford, Sean, do you want to step up?
Yeah. Okay. So I feel like even if you weren't here, Luke, I feel like this will be a massive Derby theme because all of these players seem to have played for Derby.
It's almost like we can't get to the Premier League and we're just really good at the Championship but never quite make it.
I've got an honourable mention similar to Bob, and then I've got my real argument. And my honourable mention is Cameron Jerome, who I'm not going to go too much into detail, but I was doing a bit of reading. And for a stat, he's actually just outside the top 50 most minutes in Premier League football for a striker. So, like, he's got more minutes than Aguero, I think, just outside of Torres. And he's only scored 76 goals, which I know for Cameron Jerome, 76 still seems... Oh, sorry, that's not true. 33 goals, apologies.
I was about to say 76 is actually...
76 is Championship.
Yeah, yeah.
33 in the Premier League. But considering he's played that many minutes, which I didn't think he would... I don't know. I just thought that was a bit of a mad stat. But moving on to my actual argument, I'm going for a player who I don't even know if he particularly did shine in the Championship. But he's always a player that I've thought for years is stealing a living. And he kind of become a bit of a joke between me and my brother-in-law every time he randomly like rises from the dead and scores. I'm going for Matej Vydra, who...
You don't think he did well in the championship?
Well, no, the thing, from what I can gauge...
Golden boot winner.
From what I can gauge, no, he had... Didn't he have, like, three of his seasons were, like, he scored, like, 20. He scored nearly 30. Or something like that. He had, like, really high, a couple of high seasons, didn't he? And then a couple of low seasons, like, one and two goals. Were they injuries, really?
So he did well at Watford. His Reading bit was... He kind of played out of position. So he played in like a two striker formation where you need him like just behind like a big striker or somebody who can just deal with the legs, like David Nugent. But yeah, I do agree that he didn't make it in the Premier League. I think that is a good argument. I think he's playing currently like the Czech League, I want to say.
He is, yeah. He's gone to
Victoria Plzeň is the one.
Yep. I'm glad you said that because I didn't know how to pronounce him.
Let me do it.
So he's got, he had a 21 goal season, a 20 goal season, a 16 goal season, and then a 5 and a 3. And in both of those, he played 30 plus games. He just seems very hit and miss. But then when you go to his Premier League record, he's never scored more than 3 goals in a Premier League season. And that's why it was always a bit of a shock to me when like I'd be on like, I don't know, Final Score or Sky Sports News or something, and you just see Vidra's name pop up and I'm like, is he still at Burnley or is he at Watford? It's just always a bit mad. I've never,
never Burnley had a lot of injuries at, so that was the issue there. So I think first two seasons, he just like had massive injuries and barely played. And then obviously Burnley football probably doesn't really suit him of like punting the ball into the box and trying to get in the end of it. But
because I've had a little hunt on YouTube. I didn't think I'd ever see the day where I searched for Vidra like highlights. But he actually like scored a couple of worldies. Like he seems to
better than Bamford, or
well, yeah, because that goal in the cup was overrated. But and again, he seems like he's a fairly gifted player, but maybe just the championship's his ceiling.
Yeah, he did. He was part of the Watford goal against Leicester in the playoff semi final. You know, like the Hog D. It was Vidra at Hog Deeney. So Vidra's like the one who brings that goal alive. But I think the problem is with Watford as well. Like you're messing about with like Udinese constantly and stuff like that. Mm. It's not the greatest place to be as a club.
Yeah, but that's my argument. I knew when this came up, he probably wasn't the best option to go for. But it's been part of my life now for years, where Vidra just pops up in my life every couple of months.
Why? So
when this came up, I couldn't not go for him. I don't know. Me and my brother-in-law are just both fascinated by him. So it'll be a sad day when he retires.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now that you said Troy Deeney could have probably gone for him.
And he did well in the Prem for a bit, though, didn't he?
Yeah, a couple of seasons at Watford.
But he does consider himself the best player to have ever lived, doesn't he? So.
Fair play then. Luke, do you want to step in next or shall I?
I can go next if you want.
Go on then, Luke. Thank you.
I've mentioned him slightly, but I'll say my honourable mention. I don't know if I want to say the honourable mention because it might be yours. So I'll wait for yours and then I'll come back to it.
Yeah.
But the player I'm going to go for is David Nugent because, well, he just never made it in the Prem, quite literally. Championship, he got 20 goals, 15, 14, then another 15, 10 at Preston, 13 with Portsmouth. But in the Premier League, I think his highest scoring season was 5 or 6. So he's a player that I really like as well, because at Derby, him and Vidra, that combination, like they're both essentially the same. They have that ceiling of the Championship, but going up into the Prem, probably not. Obviously one game for England, so great ratio there.
Was he in the Championship when he got that cap? Or was he in the Premier League?
I think he was.
Championship.
With Preston, it must have been. But the hype around him when he was coming up at Preston, you'd expect him to push on a bit more. But never really clicked. But I guess he was doing well at Leicester for so many years and then didn't really want to move.
He was playing for Leicester, wasn't he, the year when they came up the year before they win the league? I think he was playing quite regularly for that season, wasn't he? I seem to remember
kept him up and then Borough bought him.
Yeah. Also, I think he's an Everton fan as well, which helps, isn't he?
Yeah. One of the ones that we always just assumed we were going to sign him because he supported Everton, like Lee Trundle.
Yeah.
He's an honourable mention as well.
I'd sign him now, me. What a player.
Trundle or Nugent?
Trundle.
Oh, Trundle. Trundle's still got it.
Trundle's still playing like Saturday League or Sunday League, isn't he? Supposedly, I think, like locally. I think he still plays.
Mm-hmm.
Is he still? Has anyone watched the Fancy Football Club or whatever it's called on Sky?
Oh, with Matt Lucas.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've not seen it.
I watched it, like some of the first series, and Lee Trundle appeared at the end of every episode and sang a song. I just wondered if he was still doing that.
What?
It's just his new job.
Was he any good?
He might be odd and wingy now, actually. He might be doing it instead. he was quite good, you know. Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah. Great guy.
I just think the argument with Nugent is that he excelled, like, you know, 8 or 9 out of 10s every single championship season, where he's scoring like 15 plus goals. But every time he went into the Premier League, he never got more than, you know, like 6. So yeah. I just think, in terms of somebody who was great and then didn't quite make it, he's probably the perfect example.
I feel like he was probably more on our radar as well, as you say, Bob, because he was like a local lad, wasn't he, from Aiken? Mm-hmm. He was all on our radar, and you're thinking, yeah, go on, hopefully he'll go on to something, and he just never did.
Still a very good career, though.
Oh, yeah. I bite your hand off for it.
Would you?
Yeah, weirdly, yeah.
Playing for Derby, of course you would.
Right, then I'll finish off then. Are we going to get one from Callum? Do you know, Sean, is he going to send one in?
He's just put in the group, yeah. So he's if when you sum it up at the end, if you just say he's going for Charlie Austin.
Yeah, I was going to slag him off for being a gobshite. Charlie Austin, not Callum.
He did all right at Southampton a bit, Austin.
Yeah, yeah, that's about, didn't he?
Yeah.
Is that when he had his big rant?
The part life bit, yeah.
Can't stand him.
Is he still playing at Swindon or is he retired? He was.
Did he go abroad?
He was in Australia for a bit, yeah. Weirdly.
Why would you leave Australia to go and sign to Swindon?
Again, did he start at Swindon? I think he was. Was he originally from? I don't know. In my head, that popped in, but that might not be correct.
He did do Swindon 09 to 11, so I guess, yeah, maybe started his career kind of thing.
Yeah. When I wrap it up, and mine, I've based mine. I've got to be honest, I'm not a massive watcher of lower league football, so I'm going to base on not massively lots that I've seen, but someone I remember when I was a bit younger, sort of hearing about and seeing bits of. And someone who really probably did some of his best football in League One as well as the Championship. So I'm going to go for Lee Tomlin.
Mm.
And the reason I'm going for him, I remember sort of around that time, so 2009, 2010, I sort of used to listen to a bit of Talk Sports, and there was a big Peterborough fan who used to do it, and he used to talk. And around that time, Peterborough did a lot of business where they were known as signing quite a lot of sort of people from non-league and lower down and selling them on for good business. You think of like someone like my honourable mention was going to be Dwight Gale, who they did it with, the Somba Longa, was it someone McLean, I think a few different players. But Tomlin, whenever you see him, bits of him, he always looked a bit of a sort of maverick. He looked a bit overweight at times. He always seemed to be. I remember watching the game. They got to that when they won the playoff final. I should probably check this. They think they beat someone, Huddersfield maybe 3-0, and it was at Old Trafford. I just remember he was just like, just a bit of a sort of playing lovely through balls, lovely bits of dribbles. And he, looking at his career, I think he, as I say, he was signed originally from Rushden and Diamonds, playing in the Conference. He went to Peterborough, where he played in the Championship for a couple of years, the League One for a couple of years, and he was signed by Middlesbrough. And I think he famously, there's a very famous YouTube video of him turning Vincent Kompany, a lovely little turn at the Etihad in the Cup, and nearly scoring a brilliant goal. And then he was eventually signed by Bournemouth when they were in the Premier League in 2015. And he only actually ever made 6 appearances in the Premier League before he went back to Bristol City for a couple of years. And then he played a bit for Cardiff and Forest and back to Peterborough. But I think them a few years, as I say, can't say I watched a lot of them. I remember them playing Liverpool in the Cup away as well, League Cup of 1 year, and I'm seeing a bit of him, and he was great that day as well. So yeah, I'm going for someone, just the style of football I like, that attack and midfield there, creating chances, dribbling, great things. And yeah, Lee Tomlin would be my pick.
Good shout. I do remember him at Forest just being huge at the time. Yeah. Just massive. Could barely run. Is that him? And, him and Andy,
Andy Reid shorts.
Yeah, Andy Reid, yeah, literally the same style of player. Yeah. I guess he didn't really have much of a Premier League opportunity in a way. That's my only argument for him. Weirdly, I don't know why they extended his contract. Like, after playing, if you look, in like 2020, they gave him a 2.5 year contract, which seems mental when you think about it. Like, where Cardiff had just been in the Premier League and then they've gone, let's give him another, you know, 2 years. And he literally played about five for the club after that.
Yeah. I think I remember rightly, this might be completely wrong, when Borough, but you played for Borough when they got promoted and then they sold them, I think, as they got promoted to another team. But again, that might be completely wrong. But I remember thinking when Borough did get promoted, oh, you know, might see him, and then they sold him to another team. And then, as I say, his Bournemouth career never really took off by the looks of things. But yeah,
That's a thing with him, probably more like different to mine, because my thing with Vidra is I feel like he's had lots of chances in the Premier League, whereas yours maybe hasn't.
One season, probably, Tomlin. Really.
Yeah.
But to be honest, I think Vidra was probably, at that year, he was probably elite level for the Championship, wasn't he, Vidra, that one year at Watford, whereas I wondered if Tomlin was ever sort of elite level.
Yeah, you just like him, don't you?
Yeah,
you just like him because he's a ton.
My honourable mention was going to be Adel Taarabt as well. I think QPR season is like iconic, and then didn't really do anything in the Prem at all for anyone. Did all right at Benfica later on in his career, but not really in the Premier League.
He scores that goal, doesn't he, for QPR in the Prem, where he scores like with the outsiders foot passing it in. Like, but yeah, it was few and far between, wasn't he, his performances. Mm.
I did see as well Charlie Austin scored 18 goals in a Premier League season. So.
That's a terrible suggestion, Callum.
Yeah, I think Bamford's got one similar season well. So two bad suggestions, really. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Two bad suggestions, and Lee Tomlin.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm saying Bamford's more worthy of a place on the island than Tomlin, just because he did make more than 6 appearances in the Premier League.
That's like me picking like Eric Cantona or something because he was a better player. It doesn't fit the criteria.
We'll agree to disagree.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
I'd argue Nugent or Vidra because of the goals that they did score and then never did the goals in the Prem.
I agree. So if you're on...
So up to you if you want to...
Yeah, just have a two-way poll, Sean.
Yeah,
I decide.
Yeah, and then I'll happily lose that one.
I think Nugent will win it because of his England one game, one goal. I think that just for the meme factor.
Yeah, it does. His career sticks in people's heads a lot more, doesn't it? Just because of that,
and also because most of the people who probably vote near Barami to a Liverpool from Liverpool have heard of him. So Tomlin's that's where Tomlin's going to come off a cropper. Right then, so maybe you're going to hear Callum's suggestion at this point. So insert yourself now, Callum, as the phrase is.
So I'm going to go with Charlie Austin for my choice in this week's Maroon 5. Austin was a player who had come from sort of non-league and worked his way through the leagues. Obviously he had that season with Poole Town where I think he scored like 48 in 42 games. That got him his move to Swindon. Had a good scoring record there. Then I think he moved on to maybe Burnley, where he had another good goal scoring record in the Championship. And then he made his debut in the Premier League with QPR. And I think there was a lot of excitement around him that he was going to be, you know, it was a bit like a Vardy story almost in how he came up. There was a lot of excitement and anticipation around him and what he was going to do. You know, he was looking like he maybe could be a good Premier League striker for many years, and I think that his sort of story and journey only added to that, and there was a lot of anticipation around that. He did have a good first season, he scored 18 goals, although they were relegated and he did get an England call-up, but then after that he didn't really do much. He bounced around a few other clubs, Southampton, West Brom, mainly in the Premiership, but just didn't quite cut it, which is a shame because I think, you know, there was that excitement over him, and you know, he's obviously a good goal scorer, but yeah, for whatever reason, just didn't manage to maintain it after his great first season in the Premiership. with QPR. So, yeah, and then I think he kind of bounced around a few other clubs and maybe went abroad, maybe finishing in Australia. So, yeah, so I think for his journey and his story and the goals he'd scored before getting to the Premiership, you know, there was real excitement over what he might do in the Prem. Started off brilliantly, but then maybe fizzled out a bit. So, yeah, my shout for Maroon 5 this week would be Charlie Austin.
Okay, then. Great one, Callum. Thank you. So just to recap, the five suggestions for Championship or lower league players who never quite made the cut at the Premier League. We had Bob going for Patrick Bamford, Sean going for Vidra, Luke going for David Nugent, myself going for Lee Tomlin, and Callum going for Charlie Austin. So make sure you get yourself over to X and place your vote to see who gets cast off to the island. Should we get the game for this week, Sean?
Okay, so before we go anywhere, I'll explain the rules to anyone that hasn't listened, and Luke.
Yeah, me.
So this is our eponymous game, if that's the correct word. It's called Keeping Up Appearances. And what we do in this game, we choose a fixture usually from the coming weekend, but this week we're going to go from the previous weekend. We choose three games which go into a wheel. It's randomly select one, and then that's our focus game. We then get a random number that's generated, and we've got to choose a player that played for either of the teams that has as close to that many appearances. So, for example, if the game was, let's use Liverpool, Man United as an example, and our number was 212, we've got to try and choose a player that played for Manchester United or Liverpool to play as close to that many games as possible. But Luke, as guest, you get guest privileges and you get to choose the games. As I said, we normally do three games from the Premier League for the upcoming weekend. But as it's a very championship heavy special, we're going to go with three championship games from this weekend just gone. Mm-hmm. So would you mind picking three games for us, please?
Three from this weekend. Let's have a look what we had.
Be generous to those who maybe don't know championship teams that well.
There's loads of former Prem teams there.
Yeah, I think Stoke Norwich 3-0 is a good shout. That's a good start. And then we'll go. Oh, Swansea Cardiff, got to get that in there. That's a great game. And then Leeds Millwall.
Watched a bit of that.
I think they're probably the best three from this weekend. Although I did ignore Ipswich's 6-0 win against Sheffield Wednesday, but I just don't know. I don't know many Sheffield Wednesday players because they just sell every 6 months. They're just a different squad. It's just like the Chelsea of the EFL.
And the problem is with Sheff Wed is the three of us will all go for Benito Carboni, regardless of the number. So
Ross Barkley, I'd go.
Yeah, not bad.
Oh shit, yeah.
Or the Canyon.
Right, so our three games are in. Let's spin the wheel and see what our focus game is this week. And it's probably the worst one for me. It's Swansea Cardiff.
Oh. Well, she's going to love it.
I watched a bit on the weekend. It's quite a good game.
Well, it's like Swansea in particular needed that win to kind of avoid relegation, because at the minute it's like anyone from 15th and down could still go down.
Yeah, could be a derby joining back up at the moment. Good result on Saturday,
hopefully,
wasn't it?
Yeah, against Bolton. I'm hoping we get Forest, to be honest, so they go down, get the derby back.
I was just going to ask Luke, how bitter are you as a fan? Like, are you delighted with the news today? Or
absolutely, I was hoping for more points deducted. That's like 6-7.
We were too.
I don't understand why
the consistency. Yeah, like why give
they've
Everton over 10, then down to 6? Why don't give Forest 6 and then just leave it?
Or just give Forest
10,
14.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever, 21. Derby got 22, you know. Yeah, I
don't understand that.
I don't know where they're working out is. Like, why have they decided that's 4 points, but Everton's 10, but then down to 6? I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Is it likely to get appealed and changed?
That's the thing as well. Like,
got 7 days too, yeah.
Like, it could just go down to, like, no points. Just take the points away and then give them back in like a few weeks.
Because Luton have moved out now, haven't they? Aren't Luton? And then they just go straight back in.
I really want the bottom three as it is right now with Forest, Burnley, Sheffield United, because they are the three worst teams. Like Luton will actually be decent in the Championship if they go down, because they'll still have most of their squad. Whereas Forest is going to be complete deconstruction of all that squad. So,
sure you'd enjoy that, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to.
Right, so let's get our number then for the game. So our parameters are between 50 and 450. Let's pray for... I don't even know what type of number I want here, maybe.
I'm just putting my answer as Lee Tomlin in now, so...
I was really hoping for 0 to 400, so get some, like, one appearance for Swansea kind of guy.
Our number is, and I'll put it here, so I can't be accused of fixing it, which God knows why I'd fixed it for this fixture. Oh, Jesus. 363.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
It couldn't have gone... Well, I was going to say it couldn't have gone worse, but it went worse for me last week, so...
60.
The chance we end up with the same ones here.
Yeah.
This is all competitions as well, Luke.
Yeah. And it's obviously past as well. Anyone that's ever played for them. Right, has anyone got any suggestions for Song of the Week? What we do, Luke, we tell the listeners to listen to a song while they think, and then when they're done, come back and listen. But we kind of try and keep it to the Maroon 5 theme. So have we got anyone that maybe someone that was in a boy band and then couldn't have it solo?
Gary Barlow.
Yeah, not a bad shout. Although Open Road is a banger.
What about Abs from NSYNC? Not from NSYNC for 5. I was thinking someone else from
NSYNC. He also had a couple of bangers. So.
Do you know what? I've got a suggestion, which none of you will have heard. Shane Phelan from Westlife. He had a banger called Knee Deep in My Heart. Go and listen to it.
You are such a gimp, Sean.
Mark had a couple of good ones as well, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, to be fair.
Westlife.
Are there any famous musical exports from Derby?
We've got a decent Derby fan. He's not from Derby, but it's Liam Payne. Not Liam Payne. Niall Horan. I've got the wrong.
Niall Horan.
Wrong connection.
Slow Hand by Niall Horan. Good song.
Yeah, that's a good song. Who else have we got? I'm sure we got more.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned Parklife briefly before with Charlie Austin. The prick.
The nichest reference ever to that.
I vote Niall Horan. Let's do that.
Okay. Niall Horan.
Yeah, Slow Hands.
Yeah. Okay. Have a little listen to Slow Hands by Niall Horan, and we'll see you when you're finished.
We've got slow minds to think of this.
I reckon, Luke, all you need to do is get within about 100 and you probably won this.
Cool. Might have a good shout then. I don't know his first name from Cardiff. That's the annoying thing. I can see his face, but I can't think what his first name
is. That's fine. You can go surnames.
Yeah.
I've done that in the past.
I don't know which one I want to go out of those. I've got one for Swansea, one for Cardiff with about similar length at the club anyway.
I'll be honest, Luke, I'm quite glad. Not that you're necessarily struggling, but I'm glad you haven't got one straight away.
Not like instant, no.
I've been intimidated at the thought of you coming on and just...
Like, instant bang.
Yeah, got it bang on.
I mean, the problem is because they've yo-yoed back up and down the leagues and they've struggled quite a bit recently. Nobody's consistently stayed.
Yeah.
Other than a couple. I'm ready to give my answer whenever you lot are.
Oh, putting the pressure on there.
Yeah, put the top. Got me macaroni cheese to make.
Yeah, I think I don't think I'm going to be any happier with what I've got. I've got a few names, but...
Yeah, I've got a few. I'll base mine on yours again. If no one takes mine, I'll go with them.
Shall I go first so I can start checking?
Yeah, go on. Have you got one, Bob?
I've got it. Yeah, I should be all right.
Go on, Tosh.
I won't say me the names, I reckon there's probably not too many. I'll say them afterwards, the other ones I was thinking. So I'm going to go Swansea. Again, no real idea how long this person was there for. So I'm going to go, he managed them as well. So I'm going to say Gary Monk. For my, again, I know he came up with them. I had a few other people like that I know had played for them a while, but I just no idea any better than that. So, yeah, Gary Monk's mine anyway.
I'd put him about 220, maybe not like 180, maybe something like that. In my head, I think he was at somewhere before Swansea.
Oh, God.
That's what I'm thinking. If you want to have a check.
Yeah, no, we'd check them all at the end.
Check them all. All right, we're locking the answers first then.
Sure, or we could just play this one where we just you just tell us what you think, Luke, and we'll just go with that because I believe you.
I wouldn't say it's, yeah, three, what was it, 3-7, what was the number we were looking
three,
for?
Six, three. 220, I think it was.
Yeah, like 360 is like a good 7-8 seasons, you'd say.
I'll tell you the other names I had afterwards, and then you can tell me if they'd have been better. But that's me. I've got to stick with my guess now.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else want to jump in? Anyone worried about their guess being taken?
Go on, Luke, I reckon you jump in so we don't steal yours.
I've got three, though, so I don't mind you lot going first, because then I can choose whichever you don't choose, if that makes sense. So if I've got three answers, so as long as, you know.
Come on, I'll jump in then, because I'm not confident at all. But I'll go with someone who I think is a bit of a championship legend, no longer with us. But
that was one of mine.
Oh, Ray.
That is a good one.
Very much, I think, a Cardiff legend as well. I'm going to go with Peter Whittingham.
He was my Cardiff one I had.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, I think you might be pretty close, Seth.
Oh, hello.
You're warm. You're warmer than warmer than Gary Monk anyway.
Just do me a favour, Luke. I know you won't anyway, but don't listen to last week's.
Right, okay.
It was tragic.
I'll see. Do I give yours, Bob?
No, you go ahead. I've got a couple of options.
Okay. That's the thing. I wanted to like elaborate with the ones that I've got, but I'm going to go because he's played about 10 years at Cardiff. He's had a couple of injuries. I'm going to go Joe Rowles.
I've never heard of him in my life.
Never heard of Joe Rowles.
Do you need to know how to spell that?
I've got the Joe.
Oh, Joe, right. Cardiff. And...
Like Walls, but Rolls.
Oh, right.
Come on, Bob.
I did have Peter Whittingham, who was going to go for... then I had a couple of the ones. I don't know whether anyone else wants to go for honourable mentions. Oh, one of me honourable mentions for Swansea was Joe Allen, because I think he's had a couple of spells there. But I'm going to go for my old technique of going for an Everton link, someone who I absolutely despised for Everton. Go for Ashley Williams.
That was another one of mine that I was going to potentially give.
He was there for quite a while, I think. Absolute donkey.
I mean, he was on his last legs when he joined you, to be fair. So.
Oh, no, yeah.
Yeah. He's always on punditry now, isn't he?
He's all right as a pundit.
Yeah. I didn't mind him at Swansea, but yeah, Everton, he was gone.
Yeah.
It's not like Everton signed bad players.
that was the beginning of the end, really, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What was your one called again, Luke?
Joe Rowles, RALLS. So like Walls, but with an R instead of a W. He's at Cardiff now, so if you want to look at their current team.
Yeah, I thought you said like Wolves at the first time, yeah. Oh, he's at Cardiff now. There's the problem. I was looking at Swansea.
Get the right club. The other ones I was going to try, Sean Morrison at Cardiff as well. He was there for years.
He like the baldy striker?
No, that's
someone else. Morrison.
That's what I was struggling with. Is the Morrisons, because there's so many.
Steve,
I think
Steve, wasn't it?
The one he's at Norwich. Yeah.
And there's also Michael Morrison as well.
Yeah, we done, Tosh?
No. Your rules have set me back away a little too long.
Current Cardiff, I think he's their captain right now. Surely, if he's been there for 10 years. It's lucky because I did a football tenable of like longest serving EFL players. He's in there with like over 10 years. What's his name? Dean Lewington at MK Dons, been there since the club was founded. That's another funny one.
Franchise, not club.
Yeah, yeah, literally, he went from Wimbledon like to MK Dons. He's like, what is your morals?
Just double check me maths.
What we're using for sources? Wikipedia.
Transfer Market.
Transfer Market, a bit more reliable, yeah.
Yeah.
Our favourite website.
Yeah. Right then.
Results that we can speak about.
Results are in. So, a couple of very good guesses, a couple of pretty average guesses. So, we've got, we've got in fourth place, 94 appearances out with 457. Peter Whittingham.
Oh, he's got more. Yeah, he's too loyal.
That was your best guess ever, that's shown as well.
Honestly, I've been buzzing here because Luke said it was a good guess.
So very close to that though was with 271 and 92 out was Gary Monk.
As I said, he's two little games. Yeah.
What would Leon Britton have been? Would he have been too much, do you reckon, Luke?
I'd say too many, yeah.
He was there forever, wasn't he? Yeah. He was my other player. I had Whittingham and I had Leon Britton written down.
But Norton's a good shout as well at Swansea. But then he's got Spurs as well, so maybe...
And a few of... Did he go to like Norwich? No. Oh, no, he did Swansea, wasn't he? Yeah. Right. The next two guesses are both less than 20 appearances out. So two very good guesses. We've got one that was 16 and one that was 11 out. So in second place... with 379 appearances and 16 out was Joe Rawls.
Oh, second the best. Take that.
Still a great guess, since none of us had ever heard him.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I've hunted a complaint.
Considering it took me 8 goes to spell his name, right, and find them on Google. I think you've done pretty well there. And then that means, as we must have guessed by now, Ashley Williams, 352, so 11 out, Bob. Very good guess. That's
great shout.
Bob's our leader for a reason.
Yeah. And I'm...
And Sean's bottom for the reason.
how close are guests to catching you, Sean?
Do you know, I think it's one of them. If we had guests more frequently, I think I'd be caught very soon. I'm just going to have to not book any in for a while just so I can build up some points. Our new league table looks like this. Bob's still at the top on 85 points. Tosh is in second on 73. Callum's absent means he stays on 70. And Sean is in fourth on 52 points. Luke's 3 points bumps the guests up to 29.
Okay, so that's all for this week's episode of Keeping Up Appearances. We had quite a challenging game of any given Saturday, and I think we have our guest Luke to thank for getting us through that. I, for one, enjoyed a slight change to the theme with more focus on the Championship as we prepare for Everton's imminent relegation. Make sure you get onto Twitter and vote in the poll for one of our two sensible suggestions for Maroon 5 on players who excelled in the Football League but didn't quite crack the Premier League. And we're now on a roll with challenging games of Keeping Up Appearances, and considering it was Championship themed, I think we all did fairly well. And of course, we didn't have Cal, so that's good news too. No cheating on Keeping Up Appearances for a change.
Yeah, all good. Right. We also forgot to thank Luke, but yeah.
Nah, it's fine. It's don't worry.
I did.
Yeah, he did.
I quite literally said, and I think we have our guest, Luke, to thank.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on, Luke.
Yeah, you thanked him for any given Saturday, not for coming on.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
That was going to be good. Yeah, you rushed me writing my script. Yeah, that was going to be the final line. Thank you for coming on.
Enjoyed it.
If you want to steal any of our games, mm-hmm. I'll send you my bank details.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Well, we wish. Maybe one day.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one day we'll be as good as you.
Yeah. Well, debatable.
Thank you anyway. And you can have your tea now. Go enjoy your mac and cheese.
Cheers.
Thank you very
have
much.
Have a good night.
See you later.
Thank you. See you later. Thank you.